Welcome back, everyone. So glad you have chosen to join us here at Lots of Love Ministries as we continue our study on the names of the one true God. What a powerful study has been so far. This is part three of the series. It's February 1st, 2026, and we're going to talk about El Shaddai and El Roy. As we began this journey, we saw God as Bore, our creator, and Elohim, the mighty one, who shaped the universe and still cares for us. Then last week, we kept building on that foundation and met God as El Elyon and El Olam. Today, as we continue the journey, we will meet God as God Almighty and All-Sufficient One, El Shaddai. The God of abundance and power who nourishes and supplies. And God who sees and knows, El Roy. The God who notices, cares, and acts on our behalf. But before we jump into today's lessons, let's pray. Abba, we thank you for another chance together and to seek your face. Open our hearts today to your word. Reveal yourself to us as El Shaddai, our all-sufficient, almighty God, and as El Roy, the God who sees, who knows, and who cares for every detail of our lives. Let us leave here knowing you more deeply and trusting you more completely. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. So, as I said before, we've seen God as creator, as most high, and as everlasting. Today, we take the next steps in knowing the God we serve and meet him as El Shaddai, the almighty, all-sufficient one, and as El Roy, the God who sees and knows us. So here's the big idea. God is not just powerful and eternal. He is more than enough for every need, and he is personally involved in the details of each life. That includes you. He is both the God of abundance and the God who notices you. He notices me. He notices your neighbor. And he notices you. Well, let's start with El Shaddai and dig a little deeper in. In Genesis 17:1, God appears to Abram and says, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be blameless. This is the first time this name appears, and it's at a moment when God is about to make impossible promises. Descendants for a childless man, a nation from a wandering foreigner. El Shaddai means God Almighty, the one whose power has no limits. Think about that a minute. His power has no limits. It means that when you hit a wall, God doesn't. When you run out of options, God hasn't even started. When your strength fails, his strength is just as fresh as it was on the day he spoke the universe into existence. There is no situation too broken, no heart too hard, no need too great, and no darkness too deep for him. When we say God Almighty, we are not just repeating a title. We are declaring that there is nothing he cannot do. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't get overwhelmed. And he never finds himself at a loss. The things that scare us, the things that stop us in our tracks, don't even make him flinch. Think about your biggest challenge right now. The thing you've been praying about, or maybe the thing you're afraid to pray about because it feels too far gone. El Shaddai's power is not limited by what limits you. He is not restricted by our resources, our wisdom, or our circumstances. Paul wrote in Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do far beyond all that we ask or imagine, by means of his power that works in us. That's the power of El Shaddai. Power that goes beyond our best ideas, our wildest dreams, even our deepest prayers. But whatever you can imagine, God can go past that to what you can't even imagine. And I can imagine a lot. I have a big imagination. I don't know about you, but I have big ideas. And I can think of a lot of things. So to think that God is bigger than that, his ideas are bigger than the ones that we can have, that's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. But what does it mean for us? It means we can bring him our impossible. We can trust him with what we can't fix. We can rely on him, not just to meet the need, but to overflow with more than enough. It means that when we feel empty, weak, or finished, we are right where his limitless power can do its greatest work. Do you get that? He is limitless. He has no limit to his power. So trust him. That's where his greatest work begins, when our self meets our end. We meet our end and say, we can't do it, God. There's nothing else we can do. We've tried everything and nothing's working. He says, good, now I can work. Put it in my hands. I'll take care of it. Amen. El Shaddai, the God whose power has no limits, is here for you. He is with you, and he is more than enough. But it also means all-sufficient one, the one who is more than enough, the one who supplies, nourishes, and sustains. If you're lacking in anything today, anything, he is more than enough. Just tell him, Lord, I can't meet this need. I need a miracle. I need you to move. I'm going to stop trying to make it happen in my own power, my own strength. You need finances. He will provide. You need healing. He's your healer. If you need a relationship restored, he's all about restoration. And he can do it. And if we stop trying to do it in our strength, we can trust in his strength. The limitless one. No limit to God. No limit to him. Psalm 91:1 says, he who dwells in the shelter of El Elyon will abide in the shadow of Shaddai. The God who is higher than any danger is also the God whose presence is a safe place, whose strength covers us. There are times when we reach the end of ourselves, when our strength, our wisdom, our resources run out. It's in those moments that El Shaddai steps in. He is not just enough. He is more than enough. He has power, more power than anyone. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. More power than that devil. The devil is messing with you. El Shaddai is here for you. He is more than enough, more compassion, more supply than we can ever need. If you are in need of compassion, he's here for you. Whatever your need is, he is more than enough. If you feel empty, weary, or stretched too thin, remember, El Shaddai is not limited by what you lack. He is the God of abundance. He fills, he restores, he multiplies. Give him your seed. Because if the seed is not going to meet your need, you have to plant it. Plant it in him. Your seed of faith. Your seed of finances. Sow into the kingdom. Go into someone else. Compassion, mercy, forgiveness. And it will come back to you. More than enough. Overflowing. Pressed down, shaken together, overflowing, the Bible says. Amen. And he's not just El Shaddai. But he's El Roy, the God who sees me. He sees what you're going through. He knows your need. In Genesis 16, Hagar, a servant girl, is running away, unloved, unnoticed, desperate. But God meets her in the wilderness. He calls her by name. He hears her pain, and he gives her a promise. In response, she says, "You are El Roy, the God who sees me." El Roy is the God who notices, who cares, who acts on our behalf. He isn't just watching from a distance. He is present in our struggles, attentive to our tears. Every injustice, every cry, every hidden hurt is seen by him. Maybe you felt invisible, overlooked, or misunderstood. Maybe you've been rejected, cast out, like Hagar. El Roy sees you. He knows your story. He cares about what you're facing, even if no one else does. You are never out of his sight, never outside of his care. And he says to you, "I am El Roy, and I am El Shaddai. I see, and I have all the power and resources to care for you. I will provide." Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Well, if that's you right now, if you feel unloved, unnoticed, or desperate, maybe you're feeling like you're in a wilderness place. Maybe you're not feeling God's presence right now. Be assured, he sees. Run to him. Run to him. Keep seeking his face. Keep going after that presence. He sees. He sees you right where you're at. He says, "Give that, whatever it is, to him, and he will take care of you." So let's bring this home. Where do you need El Shaddai to be more than enough for you? Where do you need El Roy to see you, to step into your story, to remind you that you matter? Maybe you're facing a financial need that keeps you up all night. A bill you can't pay. A job search that's going nowhere. El Shaddai is more than enough. He is the God who provided manna in the wilderness. When there was no supermarket in sight, he can open doors, send help, and make a way where there seems to be no way. Maybe you're exhausted from carrying the weight of your family, your marriage, or a broken relationship. El Shaddai's strength is made perfect in your weakness. You don't have to hold it all together. He can hold you. Or maybe you feel invisible, like no one really notices what you're going through. You might feel overlooked at work, misunderstood at home, or just plain alone in a crowd. El Roy is the God who sees you. He saw Hagar when she was running away, lost in the desert, and he sees you right where you are. Maybe you're struggling with anxiety or depression and wonder if anyone really understands. El Roy knows the battle you fight in silence. He sees the tears you cry when no one else is watching. Or perhaps you're praying for a breakthrough that hasn't come, and you're starting to wonder if God even hears you anymore. El Roy sees your faithfulness. He hears every prayer, even the ones you whisper through tears. Wherever you are today, whether you need God's power to be more than enough, or you need his eyes to see you and his heart to notice you, he is both El Shaddai and El Roy. He is more than enough, and he knows your name. I have learned that finding a verse to fit my situation and declaring El Shaddai's promises and power over the situation causes it to resolve. So let's speak truth over our lives, declaring who God is and what he has promised. Declarations and decrees are powerful, and they work. So the first one, Psalm 91:1, we read that earlier. He who dwells in the shelter of El Elyon will abide in the shadow of El Shaddai. I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be blameless, it says in Genesis 17:1. So, I declare that El Shaddai is my source and my sufficiency. I decree that no need, no weakness, and no lack is too great for God's supply in my life. Then she called the name of Adonai, who was speaking to her. You are the God who sees me. So I declare that Elroy sees me in every circumstance. My pain, my struggle, my hope. I decree that I am never invisible or forgotten. My God knows my name and my story. Isn't that powerful? Didn't that encourage you to declare those? You could declare these again every day. Replay this on the replay on my website. Any day that you need to remember, write it down. Declare it often. El Shaddai is your source and your sufficiency. No need, no weakness, no lack is too great for the God who supplies. He will supply in your life. And he sees you in every circumstances. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that encouraging? I know I'm encouraged. I hope you're encouraged too. Let's close in prayer. El Shaddai, you are more than enough for us. Where we are empty, fill us. Where we are weak, be our strength. Where we are lacking, supply all we need. Elroy, thank you for seeing us. Thank you for knowing our stories, for caring about every detail, and for being close when we feel alone. We receive your abundance and your attention today. We trust you to provide, to restore, and to lead us forward. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. As you leave today, may you go in the strength of El Shaddai, carried and supplied by the God who is more than enough. And may you walk in the comfort of Elroy, confident that you are seen, you are known, and you are loved by the God who never looks away. We pray you will join us next week as we continue our journey through the names of God. And as you rest in him this week, may there be shalom in your home.